So parenting points away from itself to the gospel. You can see how God built into the very act of baptizing, it reveals the gospel, it points to the gospel, a death in Christ, being raised up to newness of life in Christ, it points to the gospel. What about, lastly here this morning, church membership? We have this morning 21 coming forward for formal church membership at Grace Bible Church. Why do we have formal church membership at Grace Bible Church? Well, the elders instituted it a few years ago with the hopes of really doing something simple. We wanted to promote unity in the body, and we wanted to be able to protect the members of the body. So formal church membership in our eyes is a tool that we hope accomplishes that. We hope it's a tool that promotes unity in the body and protects its members primarily by removing assumptions that members in the body might have about each other, and remove assumptions that the elders might have about people in the body, and just taking all those assumptions out. If you attend this church and you are on this side over here, and there's somebody else over here who attends this church, and you looked at them and you're like, I don't even know that person sitting over there, you have no idea what that person thinks about sin. You have no idea what they think about what repentance is. You have no idea if they are in agreement with the elders about sin and repentance. You have no idea what they think about good works and where those fit in with salvation. And so you at best have to just assume that they're on the same page with you. You have no idea. But church membership for us then is a tool. Four classes laid out in front where we get to spill as much as we can and teach as much as we can about what we believe about those important kinds of subjects. Other biblical convictions we have are laid out there, and our doctrinal statement is laid out there. Now, if you are a member and you're sitting on this side, and you've gone through those four classes, you've had an elder interview afterwards where you've had to testify of your faith in Jesus, your repentance towards Christ, and there's a member sitting over on this side, because in a moment, all the members are going to stand, and I want you to look around when you stand up, and I want you to find somebody that you don't know, that you've maybe never even seen, and you had no idea they're a member. But what you don't have to assume anymore is that you both talk to the same leadership about sin, about repentance, about who Jesus is, about what he accomplished to save sinners. Do good works save you? Or where do they fit in once you've been saved? You've talked about the same thing, and now even though you don't know them, you don't know their heart, you don't know their mind, but you have assurance now, a greater assurance than you ever had before, that you're on the same page about key things in this church. They agree with the elders, you agree with the elders in our doctrine, in our biblical convictions, and now we've removed some assumptions. Not all of them, but we've removed some assumptions. And that protects the body. It promotes unity when we do that. So each of these this morning who are coming forward to church membership, they've completed the four classes. They have also had an elder interview, and they've testified to the elders of their faith in Jesus, their repentance toward Christ alone. The elders unanimously recommend to the body these to become members today, and so that all that is left for them in the membership process is to come up front in just a moment and to read out loud with our current membership our church covenant. Our church has a covenant. And what is a covenant? Our covenant is really a summary of how the gospel says that we should view our lives together in this church. Our church covenant is not an authoritative document like the Bible. We don't even view it anywhere like that. All it is we've tried to look at the Bible, the New Testament. We've tried to draw conclusions about what the Bible says about how we should live with each other in the gospel. And we've said this is what we want to covenant together around and commit ourselves to in this church family. And so we're going to read it out loud together with them. And it allows us, as we do that, it allows us to remind ourselves, oh yeah, I'm committed to these kinds of things. I'm committed to these gospel implications with others in this body. And reading it out loud allows us to do one other thing as well. It helps us to visually see who the body is. See who the formal members of this body is, who they are. And it gives us the opportunity to unite with each other visibly and even audibly as we read out loud together the church covenant. Let me explain to you what our heart is not when we do that. Our heart is not to make any of you feel awkward this morning who have not yet pursued church membership, because people around you are going to stand up and you're going to stay seated. And our desire is not to make you feel awkward about that at all, because we understand that not everybody in their attendance with this church is at the same place that others are in regards to being ready to be a member of this church. And that is A-okay. Rather, what our heart is just so that our membership would be able to show their unity with these new members. That's what we're after here. So our intent is not to offend anyone. And so members, as you stand, I just ask you to remember just to humbly stand. Not everybody around you is where you're at, and that's okay. Our intent is not to offend anyone. If this does create an offense to you, would you please just come talk to me? I would love to hear what your concern is, and you can talk to any of the elders, and we would love to listen to what your concern is. And if you happen to be interested at what you've seen this morning, and you're interested in wanting to know what the church membership process is like, you can tear off the bottom portion of your bulletin. You can put your name and your contact info there, turn it into the offering boxes at the door, and say, I'm just interested in the church membership process. When people go through the church membership classes, they're not locked into having to become a member. It's an opportunity for you to investigate, and you can decide. There's nobody here coming forward today who's being forced to do this, as far as I know. If any of the elders did, we should probably get that out on the air now. But it's up to you to just go to those, and you can learn about the church. So what I am going to do is I'm going to introduce them name by name. And you're going to come up here, and you're just going to stand and fill up the whole gym area. So we'll start like from one speaker, and we'll just kind of go over this way. All right, so as I call off your name, why don't you go ahead and come on up. Ryan Adamson. And Johnny Beckman. Lauren Demarest. Frank and Dana Dudley. Vince and Katie Fumusa. And Nate and Jen Herbranson. Jerrica James. Marcus Cronwald. Clinton and Crystal Lalo. Jason and Lisa McInturf. Gotcha. It'll still count. Don't worry if he's not here. David and Heather Maelstrom. There they are. Chevy and Corey Thompson. And Rich and Beth Wilburn. Great. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Great. Thank you so much for coming on up. All right, these are the ones who are coming forward into church membership, and what we're going to do, come on up, Jason. You know, things happen, and you got to do what you got to do. So with the little guys, that's a part of parenting too, right? Right down here in the middle, we want the family to be together. Come on. All right, what we're going to do, if you have gone through membership at Grace Bible Church, you've gone through the four classes, you've had an elder interview, the elder gave you thumbs up, you did this very thing, you stood up front, what we would like for you to do is we're going to read our church covenant together. We're going to have you stand up where you are, and I'm going to ask all of you to just turn around with me, and then I'll lead us forward in reading our church covenant. So if you're a member, please stand. And let's read it out loud together. Humbly trusting that God has graciously brought us to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and having been baptized upon our profession of faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we do now, in dependence upon God's gracious help, solemnly enter into covenant with one another. We will pray for and be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the church, being a peacemaker with all in the church. We will walk together in brotherly love, exercising an affectionate care and watchfulness over each other, faithfully encouraging, admonishing, and entreating one another as occasion may require, seeking with tenderness and sympathy to bear each other's burdens and sorrows, being slow to take offense, and quick to forgive and reconcile with one another. We will strive for the advancement of this church for Christ's sake, by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, by remaining faithful to God's word concerning our biblical doctrines, church discipline, the Lord's table, and believers' baptism, by exercising the spiritual gifts given to us as members of the body of Christ, by giving cheerfully and sacrificially to support the gospel ministry of the church as it extends both into this community and the nations. We will seek to live boldly as witnesses for Jesus Christ where God has placed us, living a transformed life and proclaiming the gospel, that the mission of Jesus Christ might advance in this world. We will persevere in raising our children under God's watchful care, that they might, by His grace, repent and believe in the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. We will, if we move from this church, as soon as possible, unite with another local church where we can obediently live under God's word in fellowship and where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant in the body of Christ. All right. Will you please turn around, and you may all be seated. And Steve Brotherton is going to pray for those who got baptized as well as these who are becoming members. Will you pray with us?
Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your ministry of drawing sinners through your gospel to reconciliation with you. What a wonderful truth that is, that we who are alienated and hostile toward you can be brought into fellowship with our God and Creator. We know that that's only done through the blood of your Son given as a propitiation for our sins. Thank you for these that have been newly saved by your grace and have been baptized as a sign to everyone that they have new life in Christ. I pray for them, and we all pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to work in their lives and perfect them, making them more and more into the image of your Son. We also thank you, Lord, for these new members who have joined with us in standing for your gospel, in raising our children, in sharing the doctrines of your word with those who do not yet know. And we pray that we can maintain that oneness, that love for each other, and so that as we witness to the world, that they will know that we are yours because of the love that we have one for each other. Thank you again, Lord, for your love for us. Thank you for the wonderful gospel that saves sinners and draws them to you. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.